It was 9 o'clock at midnight at 3:15 when a turtle met a bagpipe on the shoreside by the sea. And the turtle said, "My dearie, may I sit with you? I'm weary." And the bagpipe didn't say no. Said the turtle to the bagpipe, "I've walked this lonely shore. I've talked to waves and pebbles, but I've never loved before. Will you marry me today, dear? Is it no you're going to say, dear?" But the bagpipe didn't say no. Said the turtle to his darling, "Please excuse me if I stare, but you have the plaidest skin, dear, and you have the strangest hair. If I begged you pretty please, love, could I give you just one squeeze, love?" And the bagpipe didn't say no. Said the turtle to the bagpipe, "Ah, you love me, then confess. Let me whisper in your dainty ear and hold you to my chest." And he cuddled her and teased her, and so lovingly he squeezed her, and the bagpipe said, "Auga!" Said the turtle to the bagpipe, "Did you honk or bray or neigh? For auga, when you're kissed, is such a heartless thing to say. Is it that I have offended? Is it that our love is ended?" And the bagpipe didn't say no. Said the turtle to the bagpipe, "Shall I leave you, darling wife? Shall I waddle off to Wodum? Shall I crawl out of your life? Shall I move, depart, and go, dear? Oh, I beg you, tell me no, dear." But the bagpipe didn't say no. So the turtle crept off crying, and he ne'er came back no more. And he left the bagpipe lying on that smooth and sandy shore. And some night when tide is low there, just walk up and say, "Hello there," and politely ask the bagpipe if the story's really so. I assure you, darling children, that the bagpipe won't say no.